And I've got 12, 13 grandchildren.
Yeah.
And 23 great-grandchildren.
What, how many that is all total?
Be 39.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Well, honey, when we all get together, there's a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I showed you some pictures the other day.
With everybody. Well, it wasn't even everybody.
It's just kinfolks.
Yeah. Well, does kinfolks mean, when you say kinfolks, what do you mean?
Blood kin.
I see. Okay, but it doesn't have to be like your parents.
Mm-mm. Yeah, oh, no.
Did y'all ever have hogs and pigs?
Ha, ha, ha. Did we? We had the old Jim Denton. That's the hog we made the hogs with.
Yeah?
My daddy.
Where'd you keep them? What'd you call the place where you kept them?
Hog pen.
Yeah. Did they have a roof? A roof on top. Did it have a...
No, we just had a shed from sleeping under the mud wallow. And then we had a shed dry from sleeping.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We had mud wallow from wallow in. We had put water in so the water would be cool in the hot summer.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a shed where they went and laid down in with a little hay in it and went to sleep.
Yeah. Did y'all have a place beside the barn where you let mules and cows and stuff walk around, kind of, beside the barn?
Well, we had a chicken yard and chicken house with a bunch of about 150 hens. About 200 little chicks run around in them.
Yeah, but you didn't ever let the cows and stuff right up beside the barn?
Oh, no, we had that. The barn was down this way, and theirs was built up closer to the house, and it wasn't close to the house either, but it was about halfway between the barn and the house. Well, we didn't have them close to the barn where the...
Was it some kind of...
Our hens, it was a chicken wash.
Uh-huh.
And we had their fence fixed to that, but we opened the gate and let them out every day.
Uh-huh.
And they could go all over the pasture and eat green grass and go down the barn, as Papa said, and eat cows, you know what.
Yeah.
And things. And,
you know, when you were telling me about
but
how
before
you...
we killed them, we always put them in a coop and fed them about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, uh-huh.
My daddy wouldn't eat, my stepmother wouldn't kill them just right out of the yard.
Why not?
On account of him going to the cow barn and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in the toilet and everything.
Yeah, you're right.
And we always kept them in the cup so we could have them. She said she knew then they'd be clean to eat. Just give them clean scraps and things from the table.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What, you know, you were telling me about putting the milk and butter in a bucket.
Well.
Yeah, I'll put down. Did you ever call that the bucket or whatever that's...
Tail.
What, now say that again?
Milk pail.
Yeah. Did you ever call anything else?
No, just a milk, a lard bucket and pail where we put their milk in down the well.
Yeah.
The old wooden bucket is what we call them.
Did you ever have a shed in back where you kept the milk to keep it cool?
We had one time, we had it not in the back. We had it kind of out under the high tower that was on McMath place.
Yeah. What'd you call the shed? Did you call it anything?
No, we just called it the place to keep our milk and stuff cool.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call the milk company in town? What do you call the milk company in town? I mean, besides
Brady. Dairy Queen and Brooks Dairy.
Okay, okay.
Gordon's Dairy.
When you raise cotton, tell me what all you have to do to cotton when you raise cotton.
Well, you got to put it in the ground.
Yeah.
And then you've got to plant it. What I mean, you got to fix your ground.
Yeah.
And then you got to plant your cotton. You got to turn your ground over with a silky plow.